Hello, I'm Mary Segesta, Principal Cloud PM for Microsoft IT. I'm joined today by Ken Knight and Ravi Ravichandran of Enterprise Architecture. We're here today to discuss how Microsoft IT built their enterprise cloud strategy. We are part of a larger team that defined the cloud strategy, and our hope is that our commentary today will help other IT organizations who are going through a similar process. Ravi, IT developed their cloud strategy several years ago. Why was it important for us to revisit and refresh that strategy?
Mary, many things have changed in the last few years. First of all, software as a service is available to our customers. Things like Office 365, Dynamics CRM, there are many more offerings that are available as software as a service. Secondly, platform as a service before was available only as web services and web roles, but now we have many more features that are available, such as Stream Insight, which is real-time event processing. There are many more that are available. So now toolbox is getting bigger. And lastly, we have infrastructure as a service available. With infrastructure as a service, you're able to migrate applications without doing re-architecture. So with all of these, now how you approach migrating your portfolio to the cloud changes, and so we needed to change that. Mm-hmm. And the next one is, as Microsoft IT, we get asked the question from our customers, how does Microsoft IT do it? How do you guys use this? So we think it is our responsibility to be able to go and try this out first, learn our lessons, give feedback to the product team, and take it to our customers.
So to summarize, Microsoft IT must be the proof point for our customers. Correct?
Yep.
Our customers are looking to us to experience the products and have knowledge about our products and how we use and implement them. We can't sell what we don't use, correct?
Yep, we can.
Absolutely.
Ken, an IT strategy for the company a size of Microsoft seems to be quite a large undertaking. How did you approach such a daunting task?
It is a large undertaking. Because we have a lot of people involved, right? And so it's a bit daunting. But what I have found that if you build a good virtual team, right? And so when we built a virtual team across the organization, we focused on the teams that would be most impacted by the strategy and involving them to help define the strategy as well as help implement it. And so I think that people like to be involved and not subjected, and so I think that that V team really worked very, very well. The primary teams that we needed to use were infrastructure and operations and networking, and that's like we call this like the bedrock that you need to define in order to layer on your private cloud and your public cloud connectivity points. So we formed a V team with really talented individuals, and that was how we approached that daunting task.
I imagine there's thousands of people within Microsoft IT, 4,000 plus from what I hear. With that many people, were there challenges with team collaboration? Oh. I mean, how did you engender cooperation?
Yeah, cooperation is a challenge. We've all been part of efforts that have not had great cooperation at times, and so yes, I think what helped me as a tool, one of the tools that I use in my bag of trying to engender cooperation is to establish a clear vision, a clear purpose. And so we created a compelling vision for the cloud and a purpose, and we shared that and involved people in creating that purpose and that vision. And then everyone had the same kind of direction to go. And I think that helped a lot.
You have me on the edge of the seat. Tell me your vision.
The vision that we established was that all of Microsoft runs in the cloud.
Oh, wow. All of Microsoft.
All of Microsoft. So, I mean, if you think about cloud for a second, the value proposition, the economies of scale is overwhelming. And so not everything can go right now. There are a lot of skeptics that say, well, not my ERP application, but eventually we will chip away at all of those things and get those benefits, those agility benefits, and those economy of scale price benefits. And so it is a viable vision. And everyone, when they learn about all the details behind it, they subscribe to it.
So the vision, all Microsoft runs in the cloud. What factors were considered when building that this cloud strategy?
Yeah, the factors. So historically, when I do projects and stuff, I come from a technical background, but you've helped me with things like financial and business value. And so when we formed the V-Team, with Mary's guidance and leadership, we added financial people, we added management, change management people, we added business value kinds of things. And so we formed a team that had everything necessary to build an effective business plan. So not only just the technology on how, but also the why and the business justifications and the ability to sell at multiple levels. And so that's basically how we did it.
I imagine with so many disciplines involved, there were many points of view when developing the strategy and the vision. Ravi, how did we converge on a single strategy for such a large organization?
Of course, that is definitely a challenging task on its own, because you have people with different perspectives in the organization with different sets of responsibilities. So we developed a layered communication plan. For example, general managers are looking at large business units. They have a particular perspective that is balanced. And then architects are looking to deliver solutions, and they have their own set of constraints. And then our engineers, they have a different approach on how to develop it, operate it, and so on. So what we did was, when we came up with different ideas on the strategy, we took it to these different audience with different appropriate type of messaging and got their input, not just saying what they should do, but also saying, does this make sense? Does it apply in your day-to-day work? And what is your input? So in a way, the communication was two ways, where we are going back and forth. And then that helped crystallize our strategy. And also, whenever you have large teams, there are teams with differing points of view, teams that really don't talk to each other. And our job was to be able to facilitate the conversation, so without taking sides, to go and listen to them, and then eventually bring them to the table so all the issues are getting put on the table. So we did a lot of facilitation. So with the layered communication and facilitation, we are able to focus on our common vision, which is, as Ken eloquently said, it's a very simple and compelling vision. All of Microsoft runs in the cloud.
So it sounds like the communication plan was both broad throughout the organization and deep, running up and down, spanning the hierarchy of the organization. Was the strategy also shared with the IT leadership? And if so, how was it received?
Yeah, definitely we did. We had a sequence of four sessions with the leadership team, and it was all planned, structured in such a way to get to the desired end goal of making a decision. And we approached them like a board of directors to a multi-billion dollar company, or like venture capitalists, so that we had a solid business plan around it, with the technology aspects, with people impact, the culture, all of those types of things. So our first set of meetings were very focused on awareness, you know, on talking about what the industry landscape is, where we are. Mm-hmm. And then the next sequence of meetings were looking at the different options, mm-hmm, and recommendations. You know, we were ready for multiple recommendations that they could pick from. And finally, once they picked a recommendation, to put together a detailed plan on how we can get at our desired goal. So in essence, we looked at all of these different aspects and presented to them. And also, like Ken was talking to you about, making sure that we're putting emphasis on why we are doing something, which Microsoft traditionally, the engineers are very focused on how to do things, but trying to understand why we are doing things, bringing a business perspective, was very valuable. That convinced them to go with our recommendations.
If I remember, those options were do nothing, go at a natural pace, or go big.
Okay, you guys have teased us with the vision of all Microsoft runs in the cloud. Tell us, what exactly is the revised IT cloud strategy?
Okay, so there really are only three possible strategies for the cloud. And one is private, one is public, and one is a combination of both, which is hybrid cloud. And hybrid cloud requires management on both and connectivity. And so we actually chose the hybrid cloud strategy.
So if I understand, the Microsoft IT cloud strategy is a hybrid cloud, which includes public and private, with a vision of all Microsoft runs in the cloud. The cloud will also include software as a service, SaaS, platform as a service, PaaS, and infrastructure as a service, IaaS.
Yep.
Thank you. This concludes our discussion of Microsoft's IT cloud strategy, writing the business case, solving business issues, and involving those who will be impacted by the strategies key to an effective strategy development process. Thank you for joining us, and see you next time.